Well, you'll know we've got existing problems here in Suffolk. I'm sure you're well aware. The latest Ofsted league table showing that out of 150 LEAs, Suffolk was in the bottom 10 for GCSE results, third from bottom from primary school performance. When Ofsted released their focused inspection report into Suffolk schools earlier this month, they found that 27,000 pupils in schools in Suffolk not yet classed as good. So again, why are you not spending this money across the board to help out those schools that clearly need a helping hand at the moment?
Well, firstly, that Ofsted report is a verdict on the situation that we inherited, because it's been the case that for a host of reasons, the education that children in Suffolk have been getting has not been good enough for far too long.
Well, and the investment actually, having said that, it's only in the last few years that we've dropped down the league tables.
Well, it's a consequence of failure, I think, to tackle some of the problems that we've had in the east of England for a long time now, actually. And those problems spring from a lack of investment and a lack of ambition and aspiration on the part of some communities. That is changing now, and we do have more scope for outstanding head teachers to turn their school rounds and turn their schools round and to help other schools to improve as well.
Let me rattle through a few of these, and if we can be brief, because I've got, I think, for about another 4 minutes. Jane's been in touch. What qualifies you to be Education Secretary? As I understand, you have no background in education, she says.
I was elected.
And that's it?
Well,
Well, you were elected as an MP. Someone made you Secretary of State for Education, didn't they?
Yes, the Prime Minister. Yes.
So what did he see in you that made you a good Education Secretary? She says you've got no experience, no background in education.
I think that's a silly line of questioning, if you don't mind
not.
Saying it's, so.
I'm sure my listener would love you calling her silly. Her name is Jane Cole. She wants to know what qualifies you to be the Education Secretary.
Well, all politicians are qualified to take on their role because the Prime Minister decides that they can drive forward the changes that he and the rest of the government believe are necessary to improve education. I'm not going to boast about my qualifications because I don't think that that's appropriate. But what
you are
qualifies
the man
anyone
for the job.
To play any role in public life?
OK, you're the man for the job then. Deborah Eilott, apart from the obvious, and lots of people would like you to step down, you're not particularly popular in some quarters, as I'm sure you know, in the education world. Would you be prepared to spend a week at the Coalface, asks Deborah. Charlotte's been in touch. As a teacher, Mark, where do I start? Would he like to shadow me for a week to see what life is like as a teacher in a primary school? He has discussed the need to get rid of teaching assistants. What a nonsensical idea that is. TAs add so much value to a child's education. Tell him teachers know better than you what our children need. You should listen to them. So a couple of points there. Would you go and spend a week in a school, or have you done that?
Yes, I already have. I mean, since before I was appointed Education Secretary, every week I visited schools. I've shadowed teachers in order to see the work that they do. I've also gone on Ofsted inspections. I think teaching assistants can do a fantastic job, and it's never been the case at any point that I've said that we should sack them. What I do think we should do is recognise that there are a range of opinions within the teaching profession. And when we say listen to teachers, there are some teachers who are very enthusiastic about the changes that we've made, others less so.